holding on Ayin Vav and Beis.
By the Mishnah.
Hafaras Hadorim is Kol HaYom. So Hafaras Hadorim is, you have that day, Yishu Dabar L'Hokul L'Hachmer. So that could add some time or be remove some time. Ketzad, Nodr B'Lele Shabbos. If she made, if the, for example, if the wife made the neder Lele Shabbos, Friday night, so Yafar Lele Shabbos will be Yom Shabbos. So the father, the husband's power of Aforah, or the father's power of Aforah, extends that night, and he hears about it. And he hears about it then, so he has the whole night and the whole day until it gets dark and the day is over. Nodra im chashecho, if she made the neder right before it's getting dark, mefer achal techshav, he has till it gets dark to be mefer. Shim choshcho b'lo hefer eno yachol lahafer. So I had this halacha l'maisa, a girl made a neder. My father wanted to be made for. The girl made the neder ben shmoshes. Okay. Zok the Ran. First Adorim Kol HaYom. Yom HaShmiya, the whole day that you hear about it. The Hokul LaHachmer. Now, Zok the Ran, Lav Davka LaHokul LaHachmer. It's not really the normal lashon you have when you have these Mishnayos. Or LaHokul LaHachmer. It means we're adding extra chumrah. Something of that sort. But it's not true over here. The holy shaykh hachal kula b'chumrah. The holy shaykh kula b'chumrah hachal. The hachal kamer pamim shesmanem meruba pamim shesmanem muat. The lefukim meis leish the elam zmanem shabu. Had it been meis leish, it's always the same 24 hours. We're saying over here that it's dependent on the within the framework of the day. And that could be more or less. Nodr Lele Shabbos, Huadin Bechol, that could be any day of the week. Haidinok at Shabbos, the reason why the Mishnah chose Shabbos as the example is Milso Agav Urche Kamash Malon, the Befirim the Dorim Beshabbos, Albisha Eno Litzorach Hashabbos, Kinim Begamor. The Mor is going to point out, Hatoris the Dorim is only Mutter on. We have a lot of time before to do. Okay, the Hataras Hadorim is only mutter on Shabbos or a neder which is relevant to Shabbos, but Haforah, since the person only gets that time that he the day that he heard it, if he hears about it on Shabbos, if he hears or make the neder on Shabbos, or he hears about it on Shabbos, if he waits after Shabbos and it's not relevant to Shabbos, it's a neder about Meiser. So whatever, we'll see whether that you can match with such an editor, but it might make for such an editor. But if he doesn't do it now, it's gone. So we can do it on Shabbos. Nodr B'Lele Shabbos because so right as Shabbos starts, so make for B'Lele Shabbos u'b'Yom Shabbos hashatefshach b'hanu l'hakol. You get the whole Friday night and the whole Shabbos day. Which that's the most lenient case of his rights of Haforah. Means right before. So she made the neder on Shabbos right before it gets dark, or right before the end of Shabbos. So Mefer Ashel Teshach, he only has to write the Mefer until it gets dark. Behind Allah Hachmer. Within Hudul Listni, Eino Mefer Ella Ad. The lashon is mefer achal techshach. The correct language should have been it should be ena mefer ella achal techshach. Kim lahachmer katoni. So we're saying we're limiting. So we're saying when you're saying a limit, you're saying you can only do. The lashon here is you could be mefer until. You should have said you could only do the hafor until techshach. Lahachi tana. Hi, Lishna. So why do we use the Lashon of Mefer Ashel Techshach? Because the Shabbat Tvei, Ma'ad the Messiah, Mill said that which it ends off afterwards. Shem kaidim chashech aloi hefer and ayochel hofer. The Shemina Bahai Lishna, the Mefirim, the Dorim B'Shabbos, the Filosh of the Tzarech HaShabbos, the Vish HaZmano, Oiver, Shem Kodim Chashech Eloi Hefer, Shuv Eno Yochel HaHofer. Because it wants to add the last part, Shem Chashech Eloi B'Lo Hefer Eno Yochel HaHofer, which is, explains why you can make for all in the Dorim on Shabbos. So that Lashon says that you can make for until then, and then afterwards you can't. Is the right way of saying that you could only be made you enter for Ella Ajitech Shad doesn't flow as well into the next thought. I owe you some ram from the previous Gemara.
And if you don't,
okay,
then you will get your Akla and Eretz.
Let's go back to the Ran. We're holding the Ran and I have Obam and Aleph. Five lines on the bottom. The Rabbanim Adashi Kabbal Chaymer. So again, the Kavach Chaim over here was that we're saying that Rabbi Eliezer made this Kavach Chaim minegu bag. It's not based. Most Kavach Chaimers are you're comparing A to B. You're comparing a different set of halachas to these halachas and saying over there it's kal, and even so it has a certain chumrah. So over here, which is chumrah, for sure should have the chumrah. That's your standard Kavach Chaim. Over here, Blazes does not have an A and a B. He just discusses a fora. He discusses the power of fora to remove a netter, the power of fora to, then he makes a kavach chaimer to the power of fora to prevent the netter. So saying if you can remove a netter, once it's ready to mechal, kavach chaimer, you can prevent the netter. That's the whole kavach chaimer. So they're about to argue on that. So do they not? So now, what's unique about the Kavach Chaimer, the reason why you normally you source it from somewhere else is because then it's not a logic. It's not just a logic, it's based on halacha. I see over there something which is more kal, proven by fact that it has kula, whatever it is, has the chumrah, which is a fact. I have two facts in front of me. I have the third fact over here that this is chumrah because I have that comparison. So then I say the fourth point, it also has the chumrah. So I have the Malamed and the Lamed. I have the Malamed is the Kal. The Malamed, I prove that it's a Kal with a Halacha. I have a Halacha that it has, which is the Chumrah, which I want to transfer. That's so those are both facts. I have the Lamed, which I prove that it's Chumrah. That's also a fact. And then I teach the Chumrah, which I'm adding. Over here, it's all Swara. I'm saying it's Swara. I think it's harder to remove a netter than it is to prevent the netter. Okay, it's a swara. So, Kalb Chaimer. Maybe the Chaimer argue on the whole concept, and that's where the Chaimer argue. But the worst is that's not true. Rabbanon Ladosha Kalb Chaimer. Am I pligi alei der b'liyazah? Why do they argue? B'chiloi moidu inu nami. Don't they agree that the Shin and Kalb Chaimer mimashal al-mashal al-mashal? That if you look at the power, if you can remove something which already is here, for sure you can prevent it. But Tanya, we know that in a Kavach Chaimer, we make a Kavach Chaimer of this sort from the case of the father's power to sell his daughter, which ends when she comes to Gedolah. Okay, we'll see the Kavach Chaimer in a second. Now, Benir Be'enai, the Mishmachi Parach Hashas Mehach Brisa Tvei Mikavach Chaimer Dizroyim. So the question is, Rabbi Eliezer argued with the Chaimer, and he brought his raya from the he brought his own rayas, and We even though the halachas were there, are they hold them the halachas, right? So we have the brisa which we just brought. Zarin Bekarkis to Harim, Zarin Baimi Lo Kol Shkein. Right. So why is the Gemara asking from the din of Mechurik, the din of Mechiras by a girl for a shifka, more for the din of Zeroyim that we learn out that Zeroyim Zerim Ba'im they were not Makabal Tuma.
So they will get.
The Mor says Mishum Dol Kim Lahu Lashas Daitayu. They're bonded Zerim Ba'im. That we don't know that they hold. Maybe they don't agree with that halacha. I don't know that they argue, but I don't know that they agree. This brisa, which we're going to ask from, we know nobody argues on. Now, we actually see the rabbanon the dream by them. Let's start kama chermin the mikrod al kol zera zirua gufei nafkil kach near beinai. Second answer the Ron says is that it's not that the chomer argue on the din, but they argue that the source is not a kama chermin. They hold that goes that's included in the pasuk. Kol zera zirua asher yizareya. Tohorhu, so that while it's planted, it's tor, included the act of planting it, you make it tor, and it also includes in the pasuk when it's planted, it's tor. So I don't need a kabbal cover for that, that's included in the pasuk. Okay, so what's the kabbal cover? Mechura kvar yotzi b'simonim, a girl already has been sold. Receives her freedom when she shows her simonim of godless. So when she becomes a gedola, so she'ena mechura, but a katana, she's not sold yet when she was a katana. You want to sell her now when she's already a gedola? So kalvah chomer can't be. Enadin shalotim mocher, acha shaviyah simonim. Once she's already a gedola, if when she's already sold, simonim have the power to release her. Kalvah chomer, simonim have the power to prevent her from being sold to start with. So that kalvah chomer works. So v'halchanami ithon the midrash kalvah chomer imay for the dorm shecholu, and then she offer the dorm shloicholu. The same over here is saying that simonim can break that which already is, for sure they can prevent. So over here, a hafora can break a netter which already is, for sure it can prevent. So it's much a perfect parallel of a kalvah chomer. And why, by there, do they agree? And over here, they disagree. Well, let's read on the more answers in. You're right. The kalvah chomer is a good kalvah chomer. Over here, there's a pasuk which overrides the kalvah chomer. Sorry. Okay. Okay. They asked the following question over here. So Rabbi Eliezer is. We have the brisa before that Rabbi Eliezer says to them, "The kalvah chomer from Nidrei Atzmai." He learned some mikvah. He learned some zroyim. The chomer say, "Yeah." But we have a hekesh. They don't answer. They don't say that. They answer back. The Chum answer back that you're something wrong with your kalvah chomer. That's not the issue. Marshal, he came. Im came the lav kraw murder of Rabbanu Bliyaser be kalvah chomer today. If the Chum agreed to Bliyaser's kalvah chomer, they just have a posik. So my mahajalei mikvah yechiyach. What's their answer by mikvah? The inu gufah moedalei. They agree with him. Sorry, what is he saying? Right, mikvah yechiyach. Okay. El dekro kadarshi. So their issue is a pasuk. Not that they have anything wrong with the kalvah chomer. The whole flow of the Gemara before is mashal that they disagree with the kalvah chomer. Miklamemra. The Chomer light. What the Chomer is saying to Rabbi Eliezer is the following. Maybe you'll want to say, listen, you know, let's find a different way to make the drasha in order to save the Kalvah Chomer, because the Kalvah Chomer is so compelling. We have to say the Hekesh doesn't mean that. Maybe you should argue that. Well, you know what? Not so. The mikvah the yochiach zikla made in kabel chomer. We also krav afke. So mikvah also has that same kabel chomer, and still the pasuk overrides the mikvah afke. The mikvah sheno eno matzo midrasha afkelot. Because that which you're saying that halacha, the mikvah is not matzo, even though it can remove tuma, it cannot prevent tuma, is based on a pasuk. It's an extra pasuk. Even though they're in the water, so we see that even though Kalva Chomer logic says if Mikka can remove Tumah, for sure can prevent Tumah, but we see that the override of the pasuk says not like that. So over here by Afora, I'll say the same thing. Even though Adam cannot remove Tumah, it can prevent Tumah, which is again against the logic. So the pasuk is overriding the kavu chamra. So similarly by a force of Dorim, don't argue on our drasha. Don't argue on our drasha in order to save your kabbal chayim. But rather accept the drasha. The hasam at gufcha medisa dosikroa v'afke sachinami osikroa v'afke. That's the Chacham's argument. Fine. We assume to understand, to say, they're born in Parkile. We're asking on him, that this is not a valid Kabbal Chomer. That's what we understood in the original thought process. But maskara the sugya maskin the hachi kamerle mikvah yechiach dosi krav mafik kabel chomer kiay gab. Not that such a kabel chomer is not acceptable. Such a kabel chomer is acceptable, but there's an override of a pasuk. Okay. Tell the Gemara.
Okay.
There was, the Gemara assumes until now that the Chomer are arguing this on such a concept of a Kabbal Chomer, that they're proving that this Kabbal Chomer, which is based on Sora, not based on proving from any other source. You don't have an outside source proving this concept. You're just making a logic. You're saying it's logical. If it can remove, for sure it can prevent. Okay. Well, we see places where that's not true. So maybe the whole Kabbal Chomer, which is just based on Suara alone, is not correct. That's what you assume until now the Chomer argument. Kabbal Chomer is only valid if you have an outside source proving the concepts, and we're then transferring that outside source and those concepts to here. But over here, there's no outside source. It's just a Suara. Well, the Suara is wrong. Now we're saying, no, the Suara is right. The Kabbal Chomer is valid. The issue is the Kabbal Chomer so compelling that we find a different use for the drasha, or we say the drasha overrides the Kabbal Chomer? So we see from other places the Chomer arguing, you see that the drasha overrides the Kabbal Chomer. Okay. Tanya, so the Gemara, how far is the dorm called Yom? You get till the end of the day. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Rumi, Ace, Lies. You get 24 hours. Okay. The Gemara says, my time in the Tanna Kama, Amar Kra, B'yom Shamoi. So B'yom always means that day. Rabbanan over here, meaning Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. So we first them as Rabbanan because it's just two of them. My Tamayo, what's their argument? They see me Yom Yom. That Mi Yom Yom means from one day to the next. It sounds like you get from one day to the next, including part of the next. So that's a 24-hour period, which goes from one day to the next. The Tanakama Hoksi Miyam al Yom. So what do you do with the pasuk Miyam al Yom? Which it seems to extend the time. Itzrich. Some more answers like this. Diba Yom Shamo. The Tanakama argues if you just had Biyam Shamo Habamina Bayamama in Bil Gelo, that you don't get any power of Hafora at nighttime. It's only Biyom Shamo, it's daytime. So the Yom Yom includes the night period. The Mandomer Miyom Al Yom Hoksiv Biyom Shamo. So you get if the father the came for Miyom Al Yom. So what is it? What do you need? That the pasuk says he has to be made for Biyom Shamo. Itzrich Dikhoksiv Miyom Al Yom. Havina Michad Bishabo Lichad Bishabo Lefer. Lefer law. So he gets, it's a week. You get miyom el yom, you get from this day back to this day again a week later. See, miyom shamo, that's only one day. So we understand miyom el yom means from this time, this hour till this hour again the next day. We don't pass him like that pair of Rishon B'Yehuda and Rosh Rabbi Shimon. We don't pass him like that. So you only have till the end of the day. That's our Stam Mishnah, which says that. The Mor says, however, Levi suffered the Mevad Kani Tanoi. Levi had planned to Paskin Halakha Lamaisa like this pair. Omer Le Rav Hachi Omer Chavivi. So Rav told Levi that Chavivi, which is Rebchia was his uncle, so he's Ach Aviv, his father's brother. So that's Chavivi. And Elchakar says, we don't pass like that pair. Okay. That's really another issue. Let's see the round. That day that he hears it, and day in all term means until sunset. They argue the time it takes from one day to the next, which is 24 hours. So what do you need in Miyam Yom? If you hold the Yom Shemo as the Iker, Havamina Bimama in Belel Geloi, the Dilma Yom Hachimash, maybe Yom just means during the daylight hours. If we add Yom Yom, the Mashem is Seif Yom Shlifnei Shmiya and Seif Yom Shal Shmiya. So you get from the end of the previous day to the end of this day. The Hainu Nodra B'Tchilas Halayla Shemefer Halayla V'Hayoyim Ad Sofer. So a case where he heard about it at the beginning of the night time, he has the whole night and the whole day to be Mefer. So you see, you can be Mefer B'Layla. According to them, the main thing is Miyam Al-Yom. What do you need Miyam Shemo? Because I would think Minchad B'Shabba L'Chad B'Shabba. I might be from Sunday to Sunday. The Hachi Mashukram Miyom Shmiya Ad Yom Kiyotzibay. From that day until this day comes up again, 7 days later. Kibiyam Shemoy. Then I'm for El Yom Shmiya. He only gets the day that he heard, but a 24-hour period. Kibushigen Al Karchu Kiksi Miyom Al Yom Hain En El Liten Shir Arbo Abesim Shoos. So what Yom Yom is giving is 24 hours. Chavivi Rebchia Hoya Doider Shal Rav. So fine. The Kamel and Hoki the first Adorim Kol Yom Besuloi Kistam Asnisin. Okay. Now The next piece of Gemara is moving from Haforah to Hatorah. It's a little piece of Gemara. The Gemara says that Chia bar Rav Shadi Gira Ubodik bar Ravuna Yosef Vikoyim. So what was the when they were looking for a Pesach to be Matar and Eder, they didn't make it a very heavy process. They did it very, as he was doing something else, he was shooting arrows. He was, whatever the purpose of shooting arrows was. So he was meanwhile checking out the person for the Pesach, for the Torah Sador. Now, so we had a machlokes before whether you can use charat to the chachila as a way to be matar and eder, and the fact that he was doing like that means basically he was saying he relies on charat. He doesn't need a valid pesach, because if he would do that, he would need to have total focus to see if it's a valid pesach or not. But if he'll post him a charat, everything is charat. You just have to make sure that it's charat the meikara, so you don't need to have a major conversation. Rabbi Huna was Yosef Akayim. He would stand or sit depending on what the situation was. When the person came to him, he didn't feel a need to sit down and focus. Again, the same thing. Okay, let's see the run. Three lines on the bottom. So once you mentioned about Rav, we quote, and Chia, I guess, so we mentioned Rav's son, he named his son after his uncle, Chia bar Rav. So we quote him over here, Hodachia bar Rav, Shadi Gira Bodik. As he was busy shooting arrows, Adam, a ball of fun, he was checking the person who had come to him, Lahat in Nidra. Shirlo imiskarit umatiroi. So you just ask him, do you have charata? That's enough to be matter the netter. Ksover person becharata, shemach yelo hayitzorach iyun limse pesach. He doesn't need to, if it's a pesach, you have to sit there and start asking him, if had you been aware of X, would you have made the netter? Had you been aware of Y, you would have made the netter? What's a valid question? Like what were the results of the netter? There's a lot to talk about. But if you hold charata, it's simple. He would stand, he would sit, he didn't make a big issue out of it. Let me just go back a second. So Chavivi is referring to Ach Aviv. You find a parallel concept in the Shir HaShirim, that the word for a beloved is a doid, and an uncle is a doid. So I once saw from the Hoberman and the Zev Yitrov, he said that Batsim, the most closest relationship should be a father and a son. They're very, very connected in very similar many ways. But because there's the dinim of Av to Ben, the chiyuv of the Ben vis-a-vis the Av, it can't develop in that type of relationship. But the father's brother, who's probably the closest to him in many ways, takes over that type of relationship, and that becomes the closest relationship. So that's why that's the moshul for the doid is the moshul for beloved. So here you have the same thing with the word chavivi.
I wonder if it's because he can be more of a friend, or he can be more shver and get away with it also, the uncle.
No, he's saying it's a close relationship.
Right, yeah.
So the point is, it's a friend. The parallels between the nephew and the uncle are really taking over what would be the parallels between the son and the father, had there not been the distance of father and son, which was created. Okay, Tanan Hosef, nothing more. Top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Mefir in the door of Shabbos, Menishalim the door of Kshehen the Tzarech Shabbos. So, Haforah can be done on Shabbos because that's it. It's all the time you have. Hatorah is only the Tzarech Shabbos. Or do we read the fear in the Dorim Shabbos and the Shalom the Dorim the Shem the Tzarech Shabbos is going back also on Haforah, and you lose if you hear the Netter on Shabbos. And it's not Letzarcha Shabbos, so I understand you're going to lose your opportunity of Afforda, but very nice, but you can't get involved in weekday activities. I'm going to lose a phenomenal business opportunity if I don't do it on Shabbos. But I'm sorry, Shabbos is Shabbos. So what are we saying? You borrow loop. My fear in the door on Shabbos, Letzarcha Shabbos. So is that last phrase modifying Afforda as well or not? Toshma, the Tani Rav Zuti, the Bei Rav Papi. So in the Yeshiva Rav Papi, Rav Zuti quoted a brisa, and the fear in the dorm, El Tzarcha Shabbos. So, Chlor, right? That's it. It's only the Tzarcha Shabbos, and everything else you lose. Omer Ravashi. Oh, it's an unhockey. Okay. The mission is not like that. Why? Because it says Nadim Chasheicha, Mefer Lo Achal Atechshav. So that the right of Afora is only Achal Atechshav. If we're talking about something which is only the Tzarech HaShabbos, but not the Tzarech HaShabbos, so by definition, the problem over here is not because of the time. Shabbos is ending, it's not relevant to Shabbos anymore. So if that's the case, so much not relevant to Shabbos, it's even to be earlier than that you couldn't be made for. So my area Kashecha Philip Sekha Yamina Yokala Hafer. Did the Shalot Sarah who it should be. Okay. It's even if it's something which theoretically is the Tzarcha Shabbos, but if the heter is you're allowed to be, only allowed to be made for something which is relevant for Shabbos, it doesn't mean for next Shabbos, it means for this Shabbos. Since it's relevant for this Shabbos, so you're allowed to be involved in on a Shabbos. I'm not allowed to be involved on this Shabbos for next Shabbos. I have to deal with it. So if it's not relevant to the Shabbos by definition, because it's too late. So it means you're telling you made for an heter, which is not the Tzarcha Shabbos. The only problem is it's too late. No, according to what you're quoting in the Brisa, even earlier in the day, if that would be the reality, it's not the Tzarcha Shabbos. It would, you can't be made for anyway. Timur says you're right. Tanoihi. This is Mechlokes Tanoihi. How far is what our town our Brisa before? First dorm kolayim. The Tanakhama says the first dorm is only to the end of the day. The rest of Yehuda, Rishim dorm ruv me'eis le'eis. It's like this. The mandamer kolayim in tefeloi. You only have until nightfall. Therefore, I feel shalol l'tzarcha Shabbos mefer. So you can be mefer all the door. The mandamer me'eis le'eis. So then the tzarcha Shabbos in shalol l'tzarcha Shabbos loy. So if you have time after Shabbos, so why should we allow you? And it's not the Tzarcha Shabbos, so why should we? That's a weekday activity. Do it after Shabbos. So the Brisa which says that only the Tzarcha Shabbos is going like Rav Loza, Rav Shimon, and Rav Yosef Yehuda, which hold you have a 4 or 24 hours. Then it's true that you cannot be made for on Shabbos unless it's the Tzarcha Shabbos. Okay. Okay. Zatiran. Town also in Parak Mishahikshich. It's the end of Masechta Shabbos. It says, "Nefirim the dorm baal leishtoi, minishalom the dorm lechokham on Shabbos." Okay. Nefirim the dorm b'Shabbos the Tzarcha Shabbos. So we asked. We brought a price, so it says, so Hodik Tani Tzarcha Shabbos, the end of that Mishnah, when it says the Tzarcha Shabbos, is that Akula Masisim Koi? Go back on the whole Mishnah. The Fila Hafara Dafka, the Tzarcha Shabbos, even my farm is only in Tzarech HaShabbos, the Dilma, I feel it's only in Tzarech HaShabbos. L'koy ela ha-she'elu. The limitation of Tzarech HaShabbos is only ma-she'elu, m'shim l'kim in the Tzarech Chacham. M'shal she'yot is merzi kedina. So it looks like a Bezdin. So we don't want that appearance in Shabbos. Inami, she'en sh'o. Where is the shayla? Or you have all the time to do it. You shouldn't be involved in that type of thing on Shabbos. It's not relevant. So if that's true, a filosh l'tzarech yom nami lo yofer. The shalom l'tzarechu. By definition, it's not l'tzarech. Tekimin the im kasheich nadra. She made that right before the end of Shabbos. My tzarech Shabbos yesh bafurasa. There's no tzarech Shabbos. Alvada filosh shalom l'tzarech mefer. So what do you see? You keep me for everything. The fish is man over because you're losing your time. Like the Gemara is going to explain in a second. Our Mishnah says one way, the Brisa says the other way. They're not a kasha adari on each other. The plug to tanoi, it's told him to tanoi. You only have that day tefeloi may fulfill shlo l'tzarech haShabbos. So if you only have that day, Chazal allowed you to may for even something to not l'tzarech haShabbos. The kibbutz there's man over he kilo the offer shlo l'tzarech. Mashengin m'sheila defshe b'chol. So sheila you can do any of the week. Before you must do today. So therefore they remat even though it's not l'tzarech haShabbos. Madomer may say ace l'tzarech haShabbos in shlo l'tzarech haShabbos loy. Kibbutz defshe b'chol you can do it after Shabbos. You only have that 24-hour period to do a photo. But fear in the door and bishabis, I feel shlo l'tzarech haShabbos. So that's a local amaisa that. Now we'll see later on in the discussion. So by the Baal's power of a four are only limited to certain types of Nadorim, and by the Av it's a Machloikus whether the father can be made for all Nadorim or only specific Nadorim. But whatever those Nadorim are on Shabbos, according to that Zug, it's only that you can't be made for all of those. You can only be made for ones that are relevant to Shabbos, but according to us, you can be made for all in the dorm, which we have a right to be made for. We have a right to be made for even though they're not l'tzarech haShabbos. Okay, let's hold it here.